Hey, how are you? I almost thought you wouldn't come. My last patient took so long that I was ready to close. No, you shouldn't come back tomorrow. Come on in. No, it's okay. I will tend to you right away. Just let me close first. Well, yes, I normally send home whoever comes this late, but you're my friend. I can make an exception. Besides, you finally made up your mind. I swear, I've practically had to get on my knees and beg you to let me hypnotize you. All done. Come on, follow me. How have you been? Wait, what? Did your girlfriend just dump you yesterday? Wow, dude, it's like, what, the fourth this month? Why, though? You reminded her of your grandfather? Well, that's a new one, don't you think? Sorry, it's just, you got to admit, it's a little funny how they come and go. But don't worry, they say love can be closer than you think. Come on in. This is my office. Cool, isn't it? I hope you like it. I have a feeling after this session, you'll want to spend more time here. Look, I keep some of our fun college moments here. This is when we finally graduated. We were so hungover. Oh my God. Oh, look at this one. Remember when we went to the movies? Gotta be honest, I still remember that the movie was like total crap, but I enjoyed being with you, you know? Yes, we are still great friends. Huh? Oh my goodness. Yes. That's when I hypnotized Stacy at that party. You should have seen your face when the smart lawyer was suddenly howling like a mad wolf. Oh, come on. She was a total bitch to everyone but you. She tried to deceive you, to act all nice and loving and oh so caring. I instantly saw through her and told you. You didn't believe me. However, you kept your guard up, like you always do. You didn't fall for her trap, and rather quickly her sluttiness finally got the better of her, and she opened her legs for the public to enjoy. I remember you being so devastated. Thankfully, you had me to help you through it. I always help you recover from love sickness because I myself love you. Yeah, what are friends for, right? So, where were we? Come, take a seat on this chair. Yeah, just lay there. Very comfortable, eh? Everyone loves this chair. Sometimes I prefer to sleep on it instead of my bed. If I pull this lever, boom, it reclines. Amazing, isn't it? Just don't fall asleep already. You need to stay awake so I can hypnotize you. If you fall asleep, we'll be here for quite a while more. Perhaps that might solve your insomnia. But seriously, though, try to stay awake. Ah, let me log on first. Oh, right, I just got your email. It says you have problems falling asleep, right? Okay. You go into detail here. Good. We can start the session faster. Oh my. You've even paid me already. I don't quite feel comfortable receiving money from my patients before sessions. It feels wrong. Oh no. You've sent me the wrong amount. Look. You're missing $13. No, it's fine. Let's not bother over something so trivial like money. I'll give you a special discount for your first session. How does that sound? Seriously, it's no big deal. I'm not going to go broke for $13. If you want to pay me full price, you can make it up by inviting me for a coffee tomorrow. How does that sound? You can't tomorrow? Well, could we go the next day? Well, it's okay, I guess. If you can't that day either, we'll pick another day. Oh, don't worry about the money. Having you here is payment enough. From what you've told me in your email, it's plainly obvious that you are experiencing chronic insomnia. To treat it, I will have to, yes, hypnotize you. Ever since you entered this room, you've been a little bit scared. Tell me, are you nervous? Yes? Uh-huh. Have you ever been hypnotized before? So you've tried getting hypnotized with videos on YouTube? Interesting. Yes. I've seen you. YouTube. Yes. They pop up all over my YouTube. As sad as it is, they don't count as professional treatment. No. No. Hypnosis is very real. Don't get me wrong, it's just that you can't make a pendulum swing over someone's face and call it hypnosis. It takes time, skill, and dare I say it, talent to hypnotize someone. Most people come here without any knowledge of hypnosis, and as such, they are a little skeptic or scared. Their only knowledge of hypnosis comes from TV shows, movies, or clickbaity videos. They think it's some form of mind control ritual. No, no. Hypnosis is more of a joint effort where the hypnotist and the subject work towards a common goal. In this case, we are here to treat your chronic insomnia. Well, yes, you've seen me hypnotize people in parties for fun. It's just casual, recreational hypnosis. No, no. Here in my shop, I only do professional hypnotherapy. Don't be afraid. I assure you, I'm here to help you. As a psychiatrist, I am obliged to treat and aid you under oath. And as a friend, I only want you to be healthy. I assure you, after this, your insomnia will fade away forever. You'll start sleeping like a baby. You won't even comprehend why you refused my help so many times. Don't laugh. Believe me, once a patient takes one session with me, they always come back. Yeah, keep laughing. You don't believe me now, but we'll see. We'll see. Now, before we start, I need you to sign some documents. Here. Just a little bit of legal paperwork, nothing too concerning. I assure you, I'm not trying to make you sign a contract to sell me your soul. I ran out of them a few days ago. Excuse me. Thanks. This means a lot to me. Why? Well, it means you trust me. It makes me happy. Oh, stop it. You're going to make me blush. Shh. Now, let us begin. I will need you to close your eyes. Don't be embarrassed. You're safe here with me. You can do it. Good. Keep concentrating on my voice, on my every word. It should be like you can taste the words with your ears as I pronounce them. Everything I say goes inside your head. You can do that, right? Nod for me, please. Good. We'll do some meditation exercises before the main event. Now, I want you to imagine that you're holding some balloons in each of your hands.
They are filled with helium, so they're light. But they aren't completely full yet. We'll start breathing. Let's inhale. And exhale. Feel your lungs expanding with such a relaxing feeling. And as you breathe out, the relaxation just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Keep breathing deeply for me, okay? The more you inhale, the more the balloons you have get inflated with helium. When you exhale, you find that the strings holding the balloons start gently pulling your hands upward. Inhale. And exhale. Feel your hands being slowly lifted. They go up ever so gently with every breath you take. Inhale. And exhale. Do you feel the force of the strings on your hands? Grip them tightly so they don't go away. Inhale. And exhale. Your arms don't fight the balloons. They give in to the lifting. Inhale. And exhale. Don't you feel your hands and arms going up and up and up? Inhale. And exhale. Now, I want you to feel how your arms are now fully extended upwards. You feel that the balloons are keeping them like that. Inhale. And exhale. It's such an interesting feeling, right? Inhale. And exhale. Now, at the count of three, I want you to let go of the strings holding the balloons. They will continue to go up, but your arms will fall back where they were. One. Two. Three. Open your eyes. How was it? Pretty neat, right? You did so very well. It seems like you're quite the perfect subject for my hypnosis. Okay, let's try a second exercise. Relax in the chair again, please. Close your eyes. Imagine that you're inside a car. You're on the driver's seat. You already have your safety belt on, and you feel it securing your body in place. Feel a little force holding your left foot. That's the brake. Feel another force holding your right foot. That one is the gas. Feel the pedals gently holding your feet in place. Now, please move your right hand and take the stick. Grab onto it. This is an automatic car, so driving it will be super easy. Use your left hand to take the wheel. Feel the resistance of the wheel as you try to turn left or right. It doesn't move right now because the car is still not turned on. Let me help you with that. Press the brake for me. Good. Take a look at your surroundings. You're in a mall's parking lot. There is not a single soul here. The sun is rising, and the first sunlight of the day is gently caressing your face. It's time to move. Please press the brake and move the stick all the way down from P to the D. Feel the mechanism responding to your every move. Feel the car slowly moving forward. Don't worry, I'm here with you. I'll guide you from my seat. For now, keep moving straight. Can you see the road ahead of us? We're approaching a stop sign at a moderate speed. Start pushing the brake slowly. Feel the car losing its velocity. You need to turn left now. You look at the sides to check for any cars passing by, but you don't find any. Let's go then. Very good. You're driving very well. Your body naturally moves to control the car, just like you naturally listen to my instructions and act accordingly. In the next junction, make a right turn. Isn't this nice? Having a peaceful, relaxing drive with no one to disturb you. Following the signs, watching everything move past you as you keep going forward, with the eyes on the road. We are close to our destination. Just keep driving forward and I'll tell you when we're there. Look, now turn right at the crossroad. That's it. Park the car on your right side. Just gently press the brakes. Good. Grab the stick and push it forward from the D all the way to the P. Good. Now, I am going to count to three and I'm going to snap my fingers. When that happens, you'll be fully awake. One. Two. Three.
Oh my, you look a little bit surprised. You are really good for this. You should have seen how you had your hands up and tried to step on the air trying to drive. Don't be ashamed. You had the optimal natural reaction for the exercise. This deserves a selfie. Come on, say cheese. Fantastic. Sorry if I'm too excited for this. I don't really get to have you here all the time, do I? Yeah. What? Of course I'm not going to post our selfie on the web. It's something intimate between us. I can't do that. I just wanted to immortalize this moment with you. Well, let's start with the procedure, shall we? For this first session, I am going to guide you through a process of relaxation. Yes, I said first session. We're going to have multiple sessions. Well, possibly. We have to see how well this one goes first, okay? Don't worry your pretty little head about it. Ahem. Did you know that all hypnosis is really self-hypnosis? I am simply going to give you some instructions, hopefully that can help bring you to a point of both physical and mental relaxation, but you have to be the one to accept them. Right now, just lay there in that chair. Simply make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. It's okay to adjust your comfort at any time. I'm going to give you some suggestions in regards to relaxation that I believe can help you to experience total serenity, total peace. What we are going to do is fairly simple. I'm going to ask you to start by simply making yourself comfortable and closing your eyes. You're already used to that, aren't you? As my hands relax on your shoulders, I want you to focus on any spots in your body where you are carrying the tension of the day, or any tension at all. Make the decision to let go of that tension. You want to allow all of the muscles in your body to become more relaxed. Notice that your breathing has become a little bit slower already, and that is good. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and exhale.
We'll be using deep, slow breaths to help bring us to a point of hypnosis and trance easily. Very good. As you relax and as you find a more comfortable spot, imagine the muscles in the top of your head, the muscles in your brow, the muscles along your eyes and cheeks, the muscles in your lips, and simply let go of any tension in the muscles of your face or in the top of your head. As you allow your body to experience a state of relaxation physically, it's okay to let the mind wander and think of anything that brings you pleasant thoughts. Continuing now and relaxing the muscles in your body, along your shoulders, in the arms, and in your upper back. Allow the tension to simply begin to disappear. In fact, it's as if you can feel the tension or stress from the muscles in your upper back and in your shoulders and in your arms begin to move to your forearm and through the hands and out the fingertips. In your mind, you can picture all of the stress of the day leaving your body as you relax. Pay attention to the muscles in your chest and stomach and in your lower back. If any of these muscles are tense, simply let go of that tension. Your muscles become limp and loose, like a big pile of rubber bands. You experience serenity and peace. This brings you into an even deeper state of relaxation. Relaxing the mind is an easy thing to do when you're with me. As your body becomes more relaxed, your mind becomes more relaxed as well. Have you ever realized how much our legs do for us? Sometimes the tension of the day can be stored in the muscles along the hip or buttocks or in your upper leg. If you notice any tension in these places, let that tension simply flow from the top of your leg, through your calves, and through the muscles of your feet and ankles, and out of your toes. At this point, you appear to be very relaxed. In this state of relaxation, we can both experience tranquility and peace. If you need to swallow, that's okay. If you adjust for comfort, that's okay as well. From your head to your toes, you have allowed yourself to become completely and totally relaxed for me. Did you know your mind also has the capacity to relax? It's true. Relaxation is a skill that you will be able to apply in problem solving in a number of different areas in life. Hypnosis, for example. This feeling of relaxation is exactly what hypnosis is. Perhaps you feel like you could open your eyes if you wanted to, but relaxation feels so good that you simply continue to choose to keep them closed. That's it. Just let yourself enjoy this experience for a moment. As you allow your entire body to become limp and loose and feel relaxed, this time will become meaningful to you. It becomes meaningful because you have acquired a new skill. The skill of taking physical control over your own body and emotions. The skill of perfect and total relaxation. Keep relaxing your body and your mind for me. As you relax, I want you to create in your mind a mental image of a grand staircase. A grand staircase that either curves to the left or to the right. It has a grand banister with ornate artwork. This heavenly flight of stairs has 10 steps. are at the top of the 10 stairs. I am right beside you, and I'll help you go down the stairs together, okay? In a minute, you are going to slowly move in your mind's eye from the 10th stair to the 9th stair, from the 9th stair to the 8th, all the way down, until eventually you get to the very last stair. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you are going to step off into a giant, restful feather bed, a place of complete tranquility and comfort and peace. As you relax, imagine yourself at the top of the grand staircase. I am gently helping you go down the stairs. You have nothing to fear while I'm here with you. Moving now from the 10th stair to the 9th stair. With each slow movement from one step to the next, you become more relaxed. This sensation of relaxation not only doubles or triples, but is 10 times more powerful than the previous step. Now move from the 9th step to the 8th step, and from the 8th to the 7th. Relaxing even further, allow your mind to drift and your body to relax from 7 to 6. 6 to 5. Doing good. 5 to 4. Almost there. Quadrupling the sensation of relaxation, peace, and serenity. 3, 2, 1. In your mind's eye, down on that bottom step. With the next step, you are going to step off this heavenly flight of stairs into a state of total relaxation and comfortably rest on a feather bed or a comfortable pillow that you have created in your mind. 1, 0. All the way down now, totally relaxed. Opening the subconscious mind to new thoughts, new ideas, and new experiences. Oh, you look so cute when you're under my control. It took so long to finally bring you here, but that's all right. I forgive you. Now, I want you to follow my instructions and obey my voice. I am your therapist, so don't worry. You can trust me. Let's see how much work I have to do with you. You are starting to feel a little tingly feeling in your belly. It is the truth you normally hide with others. Whenever you are with me, this truth will naturally flow upwards towards your throat and you hold it there for a bit. However, the more you hold the truth, the harder it feels to keep it in. Do not worry, baby. You can trust me. I will never make you feel uncomfortable for what you really think. And the truth finally comes out. It will feel, oh, so good. The longer you try and keep it in, the better you will feel. It will feel like an excruciatingly heavy weight has been lifted from your shoulders and will relax further into this sweet trance. Now, I want to ask you some questions. When I snap my fingers, you will feel the truth wanting to leave your body so badly. You won't be able to hold it inside of you for long, and I will help you. Baby, what do you think about me? Let me massage your belly. Let me help get the truth out. Don't hold back. Trust me, darling. Feel my hand massaging your belly, helping you be honest with me. Answer me.
You think I am some crazy weirdo?
That is going to change. Darling, do you think I'm pretty? Hot, perhaps? Would you say my body turns you on? Let it happen, baby. Answer me.
You think I'm good looking?
Good boy. We can start from there. Just let me climb in the chair with you, baby. You feel safe around me. You know I would never hurt you because I love you. Yes, I love you, baby. This is not exactly how I imagined me telling you, but it'll do. Right now, I want you to know that I trust you just as much as you trust me. I just don't want you to feel creeped out by my love. Anytime you feel weirded out, I want you to take a deep breath and relax. Can you do that for me? Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And with every breath, you understand that I love you. And that love is weird sometimes. And you go back to a deep, wonderful, mindless slumber. Do this whenever you feel weirded out. Got it, baby? Good. Okay. Baby, I'm going to use a very special procedure with you. I normally would not do this with my patients, but we're friends. We're close. And with this, we're going to get closer. I am going to let you touch my body, and you're going to get aroused by me. The more you feel my skin, the more in love you'll fall with me. You'll feel my love for you radiating in my skin, and you'll start to love me more and more. I do not want you to fall helplessly in love with me, baby. You will not feel anything weird with touching your friend's hot body, as this is a professional procedure to help you. You'll see how good this procedure is in due time. And if you do feel weird, just remember to breathe and relax. Oh, wait. I want you to see me. When I snap my fingers, you will open your eyes, but you'll remain deeply in trance. I want to see your glassy, obedient eyes as I command you. Just let me take off my blouse and my bra off. Ooh, I saw your eyes get all wide. Baby, tell me, do you like my big breasts? Answer me. Good boy. Would you like to touch them? Oh, so good. Come on, touch them. That's it. Grab them. Softly. Go on. Slow. Feel every single inch of my breasts in your hands. Baby, are you hard? Good boy. The more you touch, the more you love my body. And the more you love my body, the more you love me. but also, the more you love me, the harder you get. And the harder you get, the more relaxed you feel. You can't help it. No, it's such a natural feeling, getting hard while holding my breasts. Oh, you just pinched my nipple. Do it again. Oh, this is amazing. Your gentle hands caressing my warm tits. This is a dream come true. Though you surely want to touch other places, don't you, baby? Not if that's what you want. Such eager nodding. Yes, I want to feel your touch some more. Just stay there, nice and relaxed, without a care in the world. Okay, I'll climb over you. Let me rest on top of you. That's it, baby. I bet it feels really good to have my body on top of you. Do you like my breasts pressing on your chest? Now I want you to explore my body with your hands as I watch every little expression of pleasure in your face. Is it me? Or is it hot in here? Can you feel how warm my body is? Oh my, such naughty hands you have. They're traveling down to my hips. Do you like how wide they are? Oh, they're so good at fucking. You have no idea. Oh, I feel something poking me. And now you're holding my ass, huh? You have a strong yet gentle grip. I think I've teased you long enough. You are really infatuated with my body now. Okay then, let me take my clothes off. As of now, I am presenting my naked body to you, baby. If you had fallen for me sooner, you would have had this all to yourself. Don't worry, you're still going to get this. I just wanted you to know that this is what you've been missing. Gosh, even though you're under my control, I feel like my face is on fire. Can you help me with something, baby? You see, I'm completely naked right now, and I feel very embarrassed. However, I would feel way better if you were naked too. Can I remove your clothes, baby? Thanks, baby. Just lay still. Snip, snip. There. Thank you, baby. You're such a gentleman. Now, let's get back to our totally serious and professional therapy. Your little guy down there has turned very excited. Is it because we're holding each other's naked body? You're so cute when you blush. Keep touching my body, baby. Oh my, already going for my pussy, huh? You naughty boy. Can you feel how wet I am? That's you making me wet. I can't take it anymore. I need your fingers in my pussy. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it, baby. Put your fingers inside of me. Oh, I'm so wet, your fingers just slid in and out so wonderfully. Oh, God, you really are good at this. Oh, my. Just keep fucking my pussy with your fingers. Feel how wet you made me. Yes. Keep sliding them inside. And outside. Let me kiss your lips. Oh. And the more I kiss, all of the bad memories, all of your worries, all of your fears will pour out of your head, and I'll suck them out through my kisses. Your mind is emptying. Feeling numb now. No fears. No thoughts. Only love. Goodness, you're doing so well, baby. Oh, baby. That's the wrong hole. Good boy. Oh, I've touched myself thinking of you so many times. Thinking about this moment. Oh, fucking myself to sleep. It was frustrating waking up alone, thinking you might be with someone else. Oh, but I don't have to worry about that right now, do I? Now that you love me. Oh, yeah. By the way, I must tell you something, baby. It's funny how things happen. The first time I saw you, I thought you were a troublemaker. I really didn't like you at all. But despite all my efforts to avoid you, I always found myself at your side. You talked to me. You helped me. You cared about me. I really like our time together. You were the only one who could keep up an interesting, smart conversation with me. As soon as I started developing feelings for you, but you were never really into me. That made me sad. Many girls saw how you were and wanted you all for themselves. Those bitches, stupid whores in heat, trying to take away my property. They started telling you that I was clingy, creepy, polluting your brain with false information. It was when I realized I had to make them disappear. Of course, I couldn't make them disappear. I had to make them go. I thought about blackmailing, bribing, and a lot of awful methods. I couldn't decide on what to do, and I knew I was running out of time. But at one party, I was asked to do some improvised stage hypnotism, and one voluntarily was that bimbo lawyer. How did I not think of it earlier? It was so simple. I could help them show their true inner selves with my hypnosis. Bring out their real slutty self. That way, it would be crystal clear to everyone that they were cock-hungry, empty-minded cum-dumps. It worked out so well the first time. Then a second. Then a third. All the way up to this last girl. Number 27. Soon, those girls started dropping out of college like flies, after being knocked up by who knows who. You were so heartbroken, but I was there to comfort you and... Oh, I even watched you in your sleep. I'm sure you've sensed my presence. Hopefully I gave you some nice dreams. Ah, the past doesn't matter anymore now that I have you all to myself. But, you see, I don't want you as a pet. That would just be a waste of your beautiful head. I want you to be my companion, my lover, my stud, my husband, the father of my children. Oh, someone who'll raise a family with me, someone who I'll grow old with. Gosh, I really went emotional right there. Oh, your hands are soaked with my juices. And, oh God, oh God, yes, oh God, that was so intense. Oh. Okay, it's time. Please, look at me. I love you. I'm still aching for you. I need you inside of me. Let me show you how a good wife can take care of her man. Got myself this wedding dress. At first, it was just some whim of mine so I could fantasize about our wedding. But look at me right now, baby. Don't I look like the perfect bride for you? I've been your friend for so long. I've proved to love you more than anything in this world. Let me prove my love for an eternity. Let me ride you. Just relax. You don't need to do anything. Let me put my hands on your chest. Look at your wife, baby. Look at me as I...
Oh, fuck. Oh, Christ. Oh, it's better than I imagined. I want this cock inside of me every day for fucking ever. For fucking forever. It's mine now. Oh, fuck. Oh, how does it feel, baby? It feels like you're finally where you belong, doesn't it? No more noise. No more confusion. Just you and me. Just us. Oh, it's crystal clear that we love each other. Oh, we're made for each other. The power of destiny brought us together. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes as I ride your dick. Can you say my name, baby? Oh, say smut girl, please. Please. Just call out to me while I ride you. Call out to your love. Call your love for me, please, baby. Say, I love you, smut girl. Baby, please do it for me. I love you, smut girl. That's it, baby. I can see it in your eyes. You're finally letting me in. Say that again, baby. I want to hear it again. Oh, that's perfect. Just perfect. I love you. I'm yours forever. I promise. And you're mine forever. Your cock is mine. Anytime I need it. Oh, yes. This pussy is yours anytime you need it. It will be like this forever. Oh, forever. I felt your dick
twitch inside of me. That's it, baby. Oh, just give in. Oh, let me be yours. Oh, you're already mine. Oh, keep looking at me. I want to see every expression you make as we bond. That's right, baby. Moan for me. Moan as much as you need. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I know this is very sudden and intense. But is there any doubt that we are soulmates? Let me fuck those doubts away. You're almost there, aren't you? Are you ready? Are you ready to finally become what we were always meant to be? Answer me! Oh, yes! Oh, then say the magic words. The marry me words. Fuck yes! I want to marry you! So bad! Yes! 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 Your cock fills up your wife's pussy so fucking good. I love you so much. We are finally together forever. Oh, just imagine what our future will be. Think of a lifetime of this. Oh, let's make it happen. Please, claim me. Consummate our marriage. Come inside me and make a baby with me. Oh, don't stop. Keep going. Oh my God, yes. That is... I know that is what we want. Oh, yes. Look into my eyes. I love you. I love you. Pump your cum inside my pussy and make all our dreams come true. Please. I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Yes, yes, yes. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Don't hold back. I need it all. Oh, my cervix is kissing your fucking dick. I love you. Oh, come here, baby. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, oh God, yes, oh God. Oh. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, I love you. Oh, just stay like this. Stay like this. Stay inside me. Oh, I love how this feels. Oh, God, I love you so much. Oh, I'm so happy. You look absolutely wasted. Sorry. I perhaps was a bit too rough. Just let me hold you in my embrace. Oh, yeah. You can drift into sleep whenever you want, baby. You've earned it. Here, you can suck on my breasts. Oh, you're still so eager. Just like a little baby. I told you that you're going to sleep like a baby. Didn't I? Yes, that's it. Just close your eyes and enjoy your slumber. I will be by your side when you fall asleep. And when you wake up, we'll be in our room. In our first day as newlyweds. I'll be awake for a little more. I still have to make you remember how you proposed to me, how our wedding was, how... Oh, forget it. I'll do it later. Let's fall asleep in each other's embrace. feels so good.